Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which comes every week by email. Don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. Archives, over a couple of thousand of those, heading towards 3,000, and all arranged in a very convenient and easily accessible way. A lot of different ways you can find it, by topic, by date, by the author, the Brain Trust member who joins us. You know, you can, whatever you're looking for, you can find it pretty easily, I think, on our website. John Gordon is there too. John's on our website. John's is known internationally as the Energy Addict, and his mission is to help you fuel your life, energize your career, and get addicted to positive energy. He's the author of Become an Energy Addict, and he's here to try to get me to help me have a little more energy, which I'm not sure is a good idea. John Gordon, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, and my the folks around my office here have asked me to make you promise that you won't give me any more energy.
Well, you're already an energy addict, so that's a good thing. I think we might just add a little bit to it.
Just a little maintenance. Give me a little maintenance.
Just a tune-up.
Just a tune-up. That's what I need. I need to be a little more focused, don't I?
Just a little bit.
Is that something that we need to think about, John? That you know, there are people out there who are out of control like me, and they just need to be focused a little bit more, maybe?
Yes, people sometimes think that being an energy addict is where you just are all hyper and bouncing around, but actually, yeah, focus is a big part of it. You're so focused that you're like a laser, so your energy is that much more powerful. We can either scatter it on many different tasks and many different people and double-click on our phones and do 20,000 things at once, or we can really focus our energy and really focus it on the present moment, on single task. And when you focus on the present moment and you have a plan of energy, you're going to have so much more energy. And really that's the key about being an energy addict, is focus is a huge part of it.
Well, and of course you have to have something to focus on. So one of the things I know that you do, John, that you help people with, and this is not just energy, but part of your energy addict curriculum, so to speak, is helping people make the right choices.
Right. Choice is a big part of life. It's really everything. Life is a series of choices that we make moment to moment. Are you going to choose that fruit bowl, or will you choose, you know, a candy bowl? Will you choose a healthy meal, or will you choose, you know, a bunch of junk? Will you choose to take a walk or just stay on the couch? So it's the little choices that we make every moment that adds up to our life. So, yeah, I help people make the right choices so they can fill up their life with that great energy rather than that energy that drains us. Every day we look at the gas pump of life, we have a choice between high-octane fuel or fuel that drains us.
Well, and you know, coming back to the part about focusing, this is such an important thing for small business owners to think about, because I do believe that we are in a new economy. And the reason I say that, I don't think we have new rules. I think we just have new tools. And those new tools have created a new marketplace, a place where people can take advantage of opportunities that weren't there before, especially not available for small companies. But also in that same fact, there are also dangers. And so we really have to, I think, know the importance of focus and realize that small business owners can do a lot of things better than the big companies can, but we can't do a lot of those things all at once. We've got to really identify one thing or to nail it, sort of narrow it down to a smaller group of things to work on and focus on those.
Yeah, the key is priorities and also knowing where to focus. You hit the nail on the head with that one, because a lot of small business owners, I mean, there is so much to do when you own a small business, and you can go in many different directions and you can do many different things. And so it really is important. I had a great mentor who said that the best leaders focus their energy, 90% of their energy, on 10% of what needs to be done to be successful.
Right.
So that 10% is the most important area that you can focus your energy on. But so many of us focus on everything else, not that 10%. So find out what is that 10% area of focus that really will make up 90% of your business, and then focus 90% of your energy on that.
Mm-hmm.
It really is about evaluating where you need to spend your energy. And your company is nothing more than an energy organization. And you have to, wherever you steer your energy and focus your people and focus your attention and your energy, that is where you'll see results. Life is all about where we focus, and then when we put action in, then energy comes back to us.
How do we, let's talk for a minute about what you were just saying about our organizations. How do we energize our companies?
Well, there's many different ways. It really all starts with the leader, I believe. I mean, the leader is the heart of the organization. And just like the heart is responsible for the beat and the frequency and the vibration of every cell in your body, people will beat to the, say, the drum or the heart of the leader. So it's important for the leader to set the tone, to have the energy, to have the respect, to have the focus, and where you steer the organization. And then a lot of companies bring in people like me to help companies to get energized. But it's also, you know, helping employees have fun. It's having them, teaching them good habits so that when they come to work that they are energized and that they stay energized. Not to try to, you know, get the most out of them, burn them out, and next thing you know, they're no good to anyone. So
One of the things that I believe that you energize employees is by not micromanaging them, by letting them be entrepreneurial in their assignments. What do you think?
Right, you got to give them a, you know, a framework, you know, an area of where you want them to work, some direction, and then give them the accountability and the responsibility to do that work. Without, I agree 100% without micromanaging them, and then. But then monitoring them and then tracking results. And I know this because I am a small business owner. I own restaurants. And it's very invaluable in doing the seminars that I do because I've been there. I know what it's like. I have 3 restaurants. You know, they all do about $1 million each. I have a lot of employees. I have managers. And so the same rule applies for a restaurant. I have found in, you know, in my career and in my life and all the people that I work with and also speak with, the same rules for a restaurant apply to whether you're manufacturing
right.
glass.
Yeah. John, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, I'm going to get John to help us with our real energy. We're going to talk about the real physical energy. Some of you may be saying, look, I just need to get to have more physical energy. We're going to get John to help us with that right after these messages. The book is called Become an Energy Addict by John Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Happy 4th of July. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend John Gordon. That's J-O-N, John Gordon. The book is called Become an Energy Addict. And John, give us your website, please.
It is energyaddict.com. That's A-D-D-I-C-T, energyaddict.com. And I have a free 10-day plan for anyone to kickstart their energy that they can download right from the website.
Free 10-day plan. I like that. We like the free things, John.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
And I'm all about giving free resources. Then I do a free weekly energy tip each week that companies around the world are
they
now
can
using.
Subscribe
for
your newsletter to that on your website?
Right at the website, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, John. People are saying out there, look, I got my organization's okay, but I'm out of energy. I'm a small business owner, and I'm wearing myself out. I'm working, you know, too hard. I got too many things going on. I got so much pressure, and I'm exhausted all the time. How do I get more energy?
Well, the first thing is to put your energy first, to realize that if you don't have the energy, you can't share it. So first, put your energy first. Make it a priority. Two, create an energy foundation. Create a series of 2 to 3 tips that you do every day that increases your energy. So create that energy foundation, and from that foundation, you really will create your life. So that foundation might include eating breakfast every morning, making sure it's high protein, high fiber, which helps you sustain your energy and your blood sugar level. Then exercise, say in the morning. Exercising in the morning will kickstart kickstart your metabolism, will increase your energy throughout the morning, and actually will help you in the afternoon. Researchers can predict what your energy level will be like in the afternoon by what you do in the morning. Hmm. And I love the 10-minute walk after lunch. We get so tired after lunch because we eat usually a huge lunch, and then we go into a food coma.
Yeah.
Instead, have a small, energizing lunch, not too big, then take a 10-minute walk. You will be so much more productive in the afternoon. And let's not forget sleep. Sleep is essential. It is so underrated that, you know, we think, oh, everything else is more important. Now, if you don't sleep, you have less creativity, less energy. Your health deteriorates as a result of less sleep, and you produce more stress hormones, and you actually put on more weight. So sleep is essential to make sure that you have the energy.
You know, John, you were talking about the meal, the lunch meal thing. You know, about 30 years ago, I went to lunch with some people, and they wanted to eat Mexican, and I love Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
But we went, and we had a big Mexican lunch, and I just about didn't make it to the rest of the day. I mean, I was just wasted the rest of the day. And from that moment, from that day on, I have resisted to the best of my ability eating a heavy lunch. I mean, it's just you get it's counterproductive for to get anything done, it seems to me. So I agree with you on the lunch thing. But now sleep is a matter of everybody's a little different about sleep, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Some people have 8 hours. I couldn't stay in bed 8 hours if my life depended on it.
Yeah, the general rule is 8 or 9 hours, but really what you need to look at is say, how do you feel after 8 or 9 hours of sleep? Do you feel great? How do you feel after 6 hours? If you feel great, if you're not tired, if you're not having to rely on caffeine for energy during the day, then you're probably getting enough sleep. But if you find yourself exhausted, if you find yourself having to drink caffeine to wake up, then you know you're not getting enough sleep. It's really a simple rule. Just monitor yourself. We monitor our cars more than we monitor our own body.
Right.
But your energy in your body is that much more important, so start monitoring it. When you eat foods, does it give me energy or does it drain me? When you surround yourself with certain people, do those people increase my energy or do they drain me?
What's a good energy lunch to think of? What would you think would be a good example?
Very
of something
simple. A piece of fish and vegetables.
A grilled chicken salad of some kind, something like that?
Grilled chicken sandwich with, again, with some vegetables. You want to stay away from the fried foods, which make you tired. You want to stay away from that.
So that eliminates my french fries then, right?
Right, and you want to stay away from your... Yeah, exactly. And you want to stay away from your heavy fat. Again, once in a while, no problem. General rule of thumb, though, you want to eat that. You know, think of protein and a vegetable, and you'll be very energized.
All right.
Carbs tend to make you a little more tired.
Potatoes are getting a bad rap these days, aren't they?
Potatoes are. You know, anything that comes from nature, I believe, is good for us that we should eat. Just like for years, eggs got a bad rap, and now we know that eggs are really healthy. So potatoes are best to be eaten with the skin on when they're not fried, you know, when they're boiled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say baked is when sometimes they're the worst. So, you know. But I believe I eat potatoes with their skin on. I don't eat a lot of them, but you know they're a great source.
I like the skin of potatoes.
Yeah, they're a great source of nutrients and minerals, vitamins. So I'm all for them. You know, the general rule of thumb is eat foods that grow on trees and plants, and stay away from the foods manufactured in plants.
Processed. I like that.
Stay away from those processed foods.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, John, we got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on getting us energized.
Well, again, like I said, it's all about a choice. You know, 4th of July, we celebrate our freedom to choose. Well, I want people to know that they have the power of choice. They have the freedom to choose how they're going to feel every day. They'll be able to choose how much energy they'll have at work for their lives, their careers, their families, and their own personal success. It really is all a matter of choice. And Abraham Lincoln said, a man is about as happy as he chooses to be. So I just hope that people will choose to be happy, and I'd love to be a part of that. You know, they can visit my website at energyaddict.com and choose to get my newsletter every week. It's free.
And don't forget
to download my free 10-day plan.
And don't forget the book, Become an Energy Addict. It's not free,
but
it's a good deal. It's a great book. Thanks, John, for being here. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, you too. Take care.
We'll see you next time. John Gordon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with John Works. He's a descendant of Thomas Jefferson. We're going to talk about that important man in history. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.